This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House bill bests Stabenow on insurance coverage. Bozeman ready to offer farm bill proposal. And rural co-ops in 23 states challenge EPA power plant rule. House bill to beat Stabenow on insurance coverage. There's a big push this year to bolster the farm safety net by raising premium subsidies for high levels of area insurance coverage, and the idea has gotten traction in both the House and the Senate. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has proposed to raise the premium subsidy for the supplemental coverage option to 80% and to increase the coverage level to 88%. And now, House Ag Committee bill that Chairman Glenn Thompson has drafting policy to match Stabenow's 80% premium subsidy and raise the coverage level to 90%. That according to sources familiar with his plan, the increases would not apply to enterprise units. SCO currently covers 86% of county level revenue with a 65% federal subsidy. By the way, Minnesota GOP representatives Brad Finstead and Michelle Fishback are introducing the House version of the Senate's Farmer Act, which includes the 80% SCO premium subsidy and 90% coverage level, same as the provisions in the House Farm Bill. The Farmer Act also would boost premium subsidies at higher coverage levels for enterprise and whole farm units. Keep in mind, farmers who buy SCO can also participate in the price loss coverage program, which triggers payments in years when market prices are below PLC reference prices. Take note, House Ag Committee Republicans confirmed yesterday that Thompson's farm bill also will include a proposal by Representatives Angie Craig of Minnesota and Randy Feenstra of Iowa to expand the definition of beginning farmer from 5 years in the business to 10 years. Beginning farmers qualify for various benefits, including higher premium subsidies. Bozeman ready to pull the trigger on his farm bill proposal. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, tells AgriPulse he'll be ready to release his plan for a new farm bill as soon as House Ag Committee moves its bill. The committee's markup is scheduled for May 23rd. Bozeman says his proposal will be, quote, very, very similar to the House Ag GOP bill and will include significant increase in price loss coverage reference prices. He's on the same page, Bozeman said, of Chairman Thompson. Worth noting, it's highly unusual farm bill process to have the leaders of the Senate Ag Committee proposing significantly different bills rather than working out partisan and regional differences behind the scenes. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rural co-ops in 23 states go after EPA power plant rule. Rural electric cooperatives and 23 state attorneys general were first out of the gate with legal challenges yesterday to EPA's newly published power plant rule. Reliable electricity is the foundation of the American economy, NRECA CEO Jim Matheson said. EPA's rule recklessly undermines that foundation by forcing the premature closure of power plants that are critical to keeping the lights on, especially as America increasingly relies on electricity to power the economy. The state's action is led by major coal producers, North Dakota and West Virginia. The rule would plan existing coal-fired power plants and new natural gas plants to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions by 90% by 2032, a standard senators from those states criticized at a hearing on Wednesday. The Biden administration pushes a green political agenda with no purpose other than to attack fossil fuels. Make no mistake, this rule intentionally sets impossible standards to destroy the coal industry, North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley said. Nutrien optimistic for this year despite lower revenues. Farmers are benefiting from some softening in farm input prices, but fertilizer giant Nutrien yesterday reported lower sales and earnings in the first quarter due to lower net selling prices for nutrients. Sales fell 12% to about $5.4 billion from 2023's first quarter number of $6.1 billion. Net earnings declined more from $576 million to $165 million. The decreases were, quote, partially offset by increased retail earnings, higher fertilizer sales volumes, and lower natural gas costs, the company said. Nevertheless, Nutrien said it is seeing strong potash demand in North America for the spring application season as channel inventories were tight to start 2024. In addition, the U.S. nitrogen supply, quote, remains relatively tight, in particular for ammonia and UAN, with net nitrogen imports down 21% on fertilizer year basis compared to the historical average. I do think that we're getting back to much more normal buying patterns, said Jeff Tarsi, vice president of retail, on an earnings call with investors yesterday. We're getting much closer to normal than we were 2 years prior when high prices scared some growers off. Mother's Day alert. Customs inspectors checking flowers at the Mexican border. Customs and Border Protection agents are preparing for Mother's Day by monitoring flower imports at Texas ports of entry for insects and pests. Agents usually inspect, quote, over a billion flower stems at ports of entry during the holiday, as well as during Valentine's Day and Easter. That according to a press release, to ensure that they are, quote, free from insects, pests, and disease that could harm the agriculture and floral industries of the United States. Here's today's He Said It. Every tiny grain reflected decades of scientific breakthroughs, and every grain was a reminder that with ingenuity, with vision, and with commitment, it's possible to adapt to the challenges before us to improve our food systems, to feed our people for generations to come. That's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken reflecting on a visit to the Africa Rice Research Center in Cote d'Ivoire. Blinken was speaking at the announcement of the 2024 World Food Prize laureates, a pair of scientists who led efforts to create a storage vault holding more than a million seed samples. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.